Welcome to the Bible Insights podcast with your host, Val Waldick. We're doing a bird's eye view of the book of Revelation. It's one of the most exciting books of the Bible because it's written for and about our time. This is history written in advance. As events unfold, prophecy becomes clearer. You know, for centuries, the Church of Jesus Christ has read this book with great interest, but with very limited understanding. And there were few commentaries before the 1900s. Dr. Schofield said this in 1930. He said, "This book is so written that as the actual time of events approach, current events will unlock the meaning of the book." And that's exactly true, because current events are telling us that that mark talked about in Revelation, that mark that Antichrist will force every individual to take in order to control the commerce of the world. We understand that now. For centuries, people talked about Antichrist putting a mark on their forehead or doing something, and nobody understood what it was. But now with microchip technology, we know that people are already taking computer chips in their brain. Folks, this is coming. But before we proceed into this, just let's remind ourselves. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that there's a promised blessing for those who consider, who read, who hear, and who keep the things that are written in this book, because the time is very, very, very near. We must also remind ourselves that the word revelation, the Greek apocalypse, means uncovering, unveiling, revealing. This isn't a secret book with hidden mysteries as people would have us understand. It's a book that is very clear and very plain, and if we read it as it is, we will see prophecy fulfilled before our eyes. We know it's written in three parts. John was told in chapter 1, verse 19, to write the things which he has seen and the things which are, the revelation of the glorified, resurrected Christ, the things which are, the church age, which is presently coming to an end, and the things which will take place after this, talking about the seven-year reign of Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 to 9 in the New Testament tells us that the church will be removed before Antichrist is revealed. Notice this, you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. Antichrist is not here yet. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. We can see his evil hand in our world. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of his way, and then the lawless one will be revealed. Who's restraining Antichrist? It's the church, empowered by the Holy Spirit. One day the Holy Spirit is going to lift off from the world, and the church will go with him, and only then will the lawless one be revealed. We know in Old Testament times that the Holy Spirit worked with certain individuals, kings and priests and prophets and particular people. And then on the day of Pentecost, he came onto the whole church. Every believer has been empowered by the Holy Spirit. But there's going to be a time when he's going to lift off the earth and once again, like Old Testament times, work with particular individuals. And we'll learn more about them as we go on. But then, only then, will the lawless one be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming, when he returns to the church on the Mount of Olives at the end of the 7 years tribulation. If you read carefully through the book of Revelation after chapter 3, you'll never see the church, the New Testament church on earth again in the book of Revelation. Chapters 4 and 5 describe the church in heaven worshipping and praising God, and then chapter 6 onwards concentrates on the reign of Antichrist and the Great Tribulation. Today we're going to learn 10 things about the Antichrist and his Great Reset. The Great Reset is used by the World Economic Forum as they're talking about resetting the world's economy. But folks, thousands of years ago, over 2,000 years ago, the Lord told us about Antichrist's Great Reset. And so we know in advance what is going to happen. The first thing we learn about Antichrist's global reset is that he is the one who sets it in motion. The Antichrist is the global political leader of the New World Order, which comprises 10 groups of nations with 10 leaders which he rules over. He's the one who's going to set this global economic plan in action. The second thing we notice is that the religious ruler, the false prophet, will be behind the acceptance of the microchip. Antichrist 2IC will persuade people using religion to to actually accept the microchip. When we watched people in the COVID times and saw how easily they lined up to receive whatever the World Economic Forum wanted, when the religious ruler starts promoting this microchip technology, that people will stand in line once again to accept it. John writes about that in Revelation 13. We're concentrating now in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 to 18, which gives us an overview of the end time global economy, the great reset of Antichrist. John writes in verses 13, 11 to 16, he says, I saw another beast. This time it's also a system like the Antichrist, headed by an individual. It's the false prophet, and John writes, he, personal pronoun, he, causes all. Everybody. Some people say, well, they're very poor. They don't have any money anyway. What's the point of having a chip? Antichrist is going to use this chip to trace people all over the world. And so he causes everybody, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And we might ask ourselves, why is the false prophet who's involved with religion concerned about the world economy? You see, one of his primary concerns is to make the earth a sustainable place to live in order to eradicate poverty. We know that the current Pope has been talking about that. They want to eradicate poverty and to bring in an equal system for all. If you go to the World Economic Forum website, you'll see it all written there, where people will have nothing, but they'll be happy. The Great Reset is online. They talked about it earlier, and they're busy working on it right now in the United Nations 2030 Agenda, which was held in September 2015, set it all out. It had 17 global goals, which they hope to reach by 2030, and they've been talking about it now in 2024. They're working really hard to make these things happen. They have a new universal agenda embracing political, religious, and economic goals, which they hope to have in place by 2030. And it's very interesting to notice that Pope Francis was the opening speaker at that agenda meeting in September 2015. And his topic was this: a global economy, caring for the planet and for the world's poorest citizens. Already, religion is talking about the global economy. The pandemic represents a narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world, according to Professor Klaus Schlob. The third thing we notice, that this is also Antichrist's plan, and everybody will be affected. Verse 16 tells us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, everybody, every individual living during the time of the Great Tribulation will receive a mark on their right hand or in their forehead, and religion will be the motivating factor. We know in the USA they introduced womb-to-tomb healthcare when they planned to put a chip on babies so no one could steal the babies and they could be easily traced. They're talking about prisoners receiving the mark for the same reason, that they won't be able to get rid of this mark. It'll be embedded in their body. Everybody is going to be affected. Antichrist is going to make every individual receive this mark. Maybe you're listening to this today and saying, well, I refuse. I didn't take the COVID jab, and I'm not going to take the mark from Antichrist. Folks, you won't have any choice, because this mark will control commerce. You won't have any money or be able to buy or sell. Money will be cancelled. Money will only be accessed through this mark in your forehead or in your hand, in your right hand. Have you noticed how banks are closing, how physical money is disappearing, and already we're becoming digital? Everybody is going to be affected when Antichrist perfects a system during the Great Tribulation. What is the system? The fourth thing we notice about the Antichrist reset is that it involves something in the body. Verse 16 of Revelation chapter 13 says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark, to receive something physical on their right hand or on their foreheads. When you visit places like Disney World, you won't need them to stamp your hand to say that you paid to come in there. This mark will do it all. Everybody will have this mark. We know it's a very small thing. We know it's computer controlled and that you're going to have it in your hand or in your forehead. We know the prototype here is here already. There are some people walking around our world who've already had this chip implanted in them. Some folks are already operating their computers and their fridges and their microwaves and their TVs with this mark. It's not the real thing, it's the prototype, but Antichrist will introduce the real thing. The interesting thing about this mark is it doesn't just recognize radio signals, but it actually receives them as well. And so Antichrist will be able to brainwash the whole world through this electronic gadget that is going to be put into their bodies. That is how he's going to make everybody worship him. People who have this mark will have absolutely no choice. When you want to pay your bills, you want to buy data, microchip under your skin will be used to pay. When you go into the checkout counter, you won't be tapping your card anymore. You'll just be putting your hand and you'll be able to pay that way. It's a very ambitious system, but it was born in hell. The fifth thing we notice about this mark is that it controls commerce and therefore life itself. Because no one, Revelation 13:17 tells us, no one may be able to buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. This electronic chip that's going to be put into the body of every individual on earth will be directly linked to the Antichrist. And we know his number is 666. That, folks, is a computer number. This microchip will be something like a barcode. If you look at a barcode, you will see that it's got three sets of six numbers each, 666. And at the beginning of every barcode, in the middle of every barcode, and at the end of every barcode, there's a 6. No one's going to be able to buy or sell or conduct any type of commerce without this barcode. The sixth thing we notice about it is that humans can be brainwashed by technology. Did you know that Elon Musk has developed a brain chip and his implant is almost ready? I think perhaps one person has already received it. And with this brain chip in your brain, humans will be able to save memories like a photo album. Already this brain chip has been developed. An Antichrist barcode will use this type of technology. Folks, it's happening already in our world. Are you rapture ready? Are you ready for the Lord? I love what someone wrote. They said on Facebook not so long ago, if I was meant to be controlled, I would have come with a remote. They're saying everywhere that the world is heading for a financial breakdown, and it certainly is. Things are getting very bad financially. We're all experiencing that. It's not a secret. The world is heading for a financial meltdown in preparation for Antichrist's global economic plan. He will be accepted by the world because they're saying already we need someone to rescue us from this economic morass into which we are falling. Things are chaotic, prices are out of control, and the world is crying. And as the global financial systems collapse, Antichrist will rise up with his solution and the world will love it. People's hearts are failing them from fear right now because of what's happening in our world. And Luke 21:26 tells us that will happen. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for even the powers of heaven will be shaken. The world is in for some very, very, very rough times. The seventh thing we notice about this mark is that it's directly linked to the beast. Verse 17, no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. We know his name. We know the number of his name. It's 666, and that takes us back to computer technology, 666. We know this whole thing means that this world is going to be controlled by computers, and we can see that already. It's no secret. Now, here's a very serious thing as we talk about this mark. The eighth thing is a warning from the Lord himself that those who take this mark or this chip or this barcode, anyone who takes it will be eternally damned. We read that in Revelation 14, verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Why will they be eternally damned? Because Antichrist will take control of their minds, and through their minds, their spirits, and they'll be shut off from the Lord forever. He will brainwash every individual who takes this mark. And so I want to say, if you're listening to this podcast today, If you miss the rapture, do not take this mark under any circumstances, or you will end up in hell. If you don't take the mark, Antichrist will not allow you to live. You'll starve to death because he won't even be able to buy food. But he'll be tracking everybody, and if he finds you without the mark, your head will be gone. You will die. You will pay the price. Better to pay the price than to take his mark and be ruled by Antichrist. Here's an interesting question to meditate on. If everybody who takes the mark is damned, everybody who lives during the Great Tribulation will be forced to take the mark. How come Israelis will take the mark and not be damned? What is the answer to that question, folks? It's found in Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. We are told that Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away ungodliness from the Jews. The Lord says, for this is my covenant with them. I'm going to take away their sins. Right now, blindness is in part has happened to them. But the Lord promises, I'm going to take away their sins, and they're going to have their eyes open to see the Messiah. And I believe the seven-year treaty they signed with them released the Jews from having to take the mark. They will be the only nation that will not take the mark, and so they will be saved. We know from the Old Testament, from Ezekiel and other scriptures, Zechariah, that only a third of the Israelis will be saved. So many of them will take the mark, but not everybody. But those that are saved will be saved because they believe the word of God. Leviticus 19:28 has a strong warning for the Jews and for the Gentiles. And it says this, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. The Lord said, I'm warning you right now that you are not to make any tattoos on your body, because that will prepare you to take the Antichrist tattoo. He said, don't do it. Don't take any marks on your body. Many people today take tattoos. These aren't Antichrist marks. And you won't be damned for having a tattoo right now. But there's coming a day when those who take the tattoos and enter into Antichrist's reign will take the Antichrist barcode as easily as can be, because they're used to taking marks on their body. Where does it say in the Bible that a third of the Jews will be saved and will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ? You find that in Zechariah 13 verses 8 to 9. And it shall come to pass in all the land, says the Lord, that two-thirds in it shall be cut off and die, but one-third shall be left in it. And he says, I will bring the one-third through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. It's coming a day when all the Israelis have not received the mark of the Antichrist will turn to the Lord, one-third of them. The ninth thing we learn about this mark is that it is identifiable. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. The number is 666, Revelation 13, verse 18. Folks, 666 is the computer binary code. We know that the binary code is written in three series of six numbers, the computer binary code. This mark is identifiable. In other words, John didn't know what a computer was. He'd never heard of electronic digital processing. He'd never heard of anything like this. But he said, this number is identifiable. People in the end times will know what it is. It's a binary code, three series of six, 666. It's a barcode. Remember what that professor said, as the time of the end comes near, we'll understand these prophecies clearer. Well, we know exactly what that number is. So finally, number 10, the technology is computer related. It's computer related. Antichrist will rule the world through technology. Somebody said, why carry cards when an implant will do the trick? There was an article in the paper about it. Why go to all this trouble of smart cards and microchips and why not just go directly into the barcode? Well, the answer is that this technology is prophesied in Revelation to only take full control of humans once the church is left and the Holy Spirit is lifted from the earth and the Antichrist is reigning. So it's only meant for that time. If you've got some type of technology in your body now, that's just a prototype. But the real thing is coming when Antichrist reigns. Don't miss the rapture, because the mark on your food will soon be the mark on you if you miss the rapture. These signs are warnings. The microchip technology is a warning of what's going to happen. Luke 21:28 tells us, now when these things begin to happen, when they begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 34 and 35, he said, assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away until all these things are fulfilled. What generation? It wasn't the generation he was addressing. They've all passed away. Jesus said it's the generation that sees all these signs coming to pass. A global economy, a global religion, a global world government led by the Antichrist, global microchip technology. When you see all these things happening, then you will see the return of Jesus. This generation, he said, assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. It is very possible that the generation that we are living in will see the return of the Lord, the rapture of the church, and the coming of the Antichrist. Maybe you and I are at the end of our generation and we won't see it. Maybe the children born now will see it. And maybe we will see it, because the rapture is imminent. It could happen at any moment. If something is imminent, then there are no signs. You know something is coming, but it's imminent. It comes suddenly and unexpectedly, the Lord says. The rapture, it's imminent. We see the signs. We see the microchip technology already developed, but we don't know when it's going to happen. But we need to be ready. And that's what Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 44. It's imminent, it's unexpected, it's sudden. The Lord said, be ready, be ready. He's coming at an hour that you do not expect. God has everything under control. He's got a timetable for all these events, and they will happen in due time. Matthew 24, verse 25, the Lord said, see, I've told you beforehand. And again, Luke reminds us, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws very near. So we followed the first 3.5 years of Antichrist reign. We've seen the establishment of a global government led by the Antichrist. We've seen the establishment of a global religious system led by the false prophet, Revelation chapter 6 and chapter 13. We're watching the global economy reset and every individual controlled by technology. The first 3.5 years of his reign will be a period of false peace, when all nations and people follow the Antichrist blindly. But what's going to happen during the last 3.5 years? You'll have to come back next week for another exciting episode of this prophecy. We'll speak about that in our next podcast. But just know this, that the book of Revelation is God's final notice to this world. He who testifies to these things says, surely I'm coming quickly. That means suddenly. What is your response to that? Are you saying with John, amen, even so, come, Lord Jesus? Or are you saying, no, not yet, Lord, I'm not ready yet? Folks, if there's some folks you have to forgive, if there's some affairs you have to shut down, if there's some things you're involved in that you shouldn't be involved in and your conscience convicts you, if there's some letters you've got to write or some phone calls you've got to make, do it now. Don't wait, because the rapture is very close. Until next time, God bless you.